Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's roll. I am Gabriel Brenzer. We're throwing it down with a raging redhead, Cam Stewart. When I say roll, I mean right off the side of a freaking cliff. Let's do this thing. As we throw it down with Cam Stewart. Good to see you. Good to see you, nice. The raging redhead, a.k.a. Ronnie Ruggs.
Nice to see Ron Ruggs. Yeah, Ron Ruggs is having a good run right now, Marenzi. And I'm watching the golf right now. Morikawa's one shot off the pace. Our guy, Webb Simpson's probably going to cost me $5,000 in this pool. I just got a text from Vince. We got every guy inside the top 15. Webb Simpson's 3 over. Thanks for nothing. But other than that, things are going quite well. And great story formulating, too. Harold Varner III, one of the only African-American players, tied for the lead with Justin Rose, Gabe. So that's really good news. You know, they had the Black Lives Matter stuff. He had an impassionate speech before the tournament, too. They had the moment of silence. And it's appropriate that Harold Varner, one of the nicer guys on tour, rocking the Air Jordans, is actually tied for the lead with Justin Rose right now. Very impressed by the golfers. Not a lot of rust. They're going low at Colonial because the winds aren't blowing.
Yeah, real low. It's like a pitch and putt out there right now. People putting 63s up on the board. So it is game time decisions. And this is the show that can see into the future. And we go back to, I believe, you know, it's hard to believe. Time goes by so fast that even that Xfinity race that was only like last Monday night feels like it was weeks ago. But if you guys think about it, Noah Gragson, we gave you Noah Gragson at 12-1. The following race was on a Sunday, and Cam picked Kevin Harvick. Kevin Harvick won, plus 450. Last night, Cam's on Martin Truex. Martin Truex victorious. We told you that the NBA playoffs, that I had a dream. I told you this like 2 months ago. I said, I've got a dream. The NBA playoffs are going to come back August the 18th. They announced playoffs start August the 18th. Like we see the future here. I don't know how we're not richer, like, honestly. And you know what?
Yes.
I also predicted that we would have technical problems as well. I went to FanDuel.
Yeah.
And I said, can I bet $52,000 that there'll be some sort of issue? And they said, no, sorry, sir. We can't take that action. But they can take
acts of God and disaster.
I told you, air traffic control. Yeah, man. Yeah, air traffic control. Like, our airport's about to get shut down. All right? Like,
yeah.
There's, like, major catastrophes. The airport's on fire. And pretty soon we're all going to be on trial, Cam. It's going to be one of these deals. So, Mr. Stewart, what did you know? When did you know it? Well, you know. Like I said, at this point, it's safer to fly with Malaysian Airlines. But that's besides the point. They ever find that plane yet or what? So, listen. So, yeah, Justin Rose, man. We talked about this. Justin Rose was one of many great golfers that were getting these big, big odds. Like, big, big odds. Justin Rose was 45-1. And, you know, listen, man, Justin Rose is my guy. Like, I don't really have a favorite golfer. But the thing is, like, Justin Rose is probably a guy, if we look at my betting history, I bet on him more than anybody. Just because I find, like, he's pretty consistent. Like, he's going to be there. But he has no emotion, right? He's just this sort of bland walking billboard for, like, hedge funds and stuff like that.
It's good call, Gabe. I know he does stuff with Tom Watson and MasterCard, but I'm going to actually tell you something. Dustin Rose, in the offseason, he did a big thing for female golf, and he wanted more respect for lady golfers in Britain. He started up a foundation and a campaign, gave them money.
Is he married?
Did a lot of charity work. Wahoo!
Is he married?
His wife's in. He's married. Yeah, his wife's into it. Right?
I just wondered if he was doing that, just trying to get some. I thought he was just trying to.
Hey, Annika Sorenstam, you got a friend I can.
Yeah, in a hall.
Exactly. Anyway, no, don't let his demeanor on the course. Like, some guys actually, he's actually one of the good guys.
But the thing is, I'm just stating that. You know what? It's funny though. You know, this is crazy because I'm a pretty loudmouth dude. So when I was a kid growing up watching tennis, you figure that I would have liked John McEnroe, right? Like, he was, the loud, brash one. I liked Bjorn Borg, but you know who my guy was? Ivan Lendl.
The robot.
Exactly. He had he was just no emotion, cerebral. Win or lose. Yeah, exactly. Very, very, very cerebral. But the thing is, Justin Rose, quite frankly, he was costing me some money before camp. Before the pandemic, like last year, he wasn't great. He wasn't himself. I know he wasn't great. He comes flying out of the gate, but I don't need to tell you that unless you bet on the first round leader, none of this matters. It's like a NASCAR race leading after 50 laps. Who cares? Like, you know what I mean?
And
when I saw DeChambeau, DeChambeau was lighting it up earlier in the day. I'm like, man, I knew it. I told everybody. And then I thought, man, let's just fast forward to the end of the day, and I bet you somebody else, like DeChambeau, is going to be left in the dust. And as you stated, Harold Varner, the third, and Justin Rose lighted up 7-under 63s today.
Yeah, no, fantastic start to the round. And my boy Morikawa missed a 4-foot putt there on 18. He would have been tied for the lead. Very, very disappointing, but I'll take a 6-under. His ball striking today was probably better than anybody. So if this kid can finally hit some putts, I think we could get to the finish line, Gabe. I'm going to tell you something, though, man. Like, you're right. Colonial's one of these places. Like, these guys are ripping it apart. If you're not, like, 3-under or better, like, you didn't do your job today. This course never plays without wind. I'm actually surprised they didn't even have a course record. Justin Rose could have gone even lower, but we'll see what happens when conditions change and they're expecting wind the next day. We'll see who the real guys are. This is easy right now. Things are going to change tomorrow and over the weekend. It's going to get a lot harder when the winds blow at Colonial and you miss fairways. Good luck. Things are going to get tough.
Yeah, a lot of things can still happen here, obviously, as Cam Stewart stated definitely. And, you know, we talked about DeChambeau being top 10 for the last five events that he's been in at plus 280. We also talked a lot about Spieth and how is Spieth going to respond. What's your take on Spieth so far?
I'm going to tell you, I got to give Jordan Spieth, probably at the start of the round, a D on his report card. Now he's become an A student over 14 holes. Gabe, I don't know what happened. He was spraying it, and all of a sudden he hit one putt, and then he started going wild. And that's what Jordan Spieth does. He's a guy that, you know what? No offense. They shouldn't have the mic on Ricky Fowler. It's like, what? Hey, Ricky, like, your ball's out of bounds, whatever. Like, he's been on the mic and they're all complimenting him. No. Jordan Spieth talks to himself. He yells at people. He yells at himself, everybody, the caddy. People don't know he's like that kid. I want a cookie. You know, the thing is, it's kind of good. It's good for golf television,
Did you catch John Rahm's F-bomb today?
Oh, yeah, Rahm, this guy, They're like, hey, John Rahm's calm down. Eep, beep, 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 beep. No, yeah, Rahm, okay, Rahm.
Rahm hits like a, Rahm hits like, I don't know how many feet it was. I don't know. It was like a chip shot, but it went in. It was probably like 70, 80 feet, whatever the hell it was.
It was a
nice shot. Yeah, so John Rahm nails a shot, and he looks over to his caddy, and he goes, pretty effing good, huh? He's like, pretty effing good, huh? And he starts laughing. And even Jim Nance says, well, you know, we were looking forward to the opportunity of hearing the golfers. We apologize if anybody was offended. And Nance gets a nice little laugh out of it. So, yeah, John Rahm, well, John Rahm's known for going off, but John Rahm wasn't going off. He hit a nice shot, and he dropped an F-bomb. So, yeah, I've said it before, and I'll say it again, though. That's why these other leagues are concerned. Like, the NHL is concerned. What are they going to do if you hear the players? Same thing with the NBA. It's going to be, and it's not just that, oh, it's going to be, you can't handle an F-bomb. It's not like The Last Dance or something like that. It's going to be offensive. Like, it's going to be offensive. Like, you're going to find out, oh, God, like, I didn't know that guy. Like, you know, a lot of, like, star players are going to go down, man, like, pretty hard. Like, they might as well be drunk and, like, you know, recorded. Like, you know, like, it'll expose people. Like I said, there's a lot of really very politically incorrect things that are said on the ice, on the field, on the court, that athletes aren't going to get offended by, right? They won't be really offended by it. It's just, you know, people use different ways of talking smack, and it'll expose people. But, hey, listen, an F-bomb here, an F-bomb there, that adds a little bit of that adds just a little bit of humor. So, yeah, Jordan Spieth 10-1 in the mix right now. And, you know, you look at Rose coming into this thing, and, you know, monster numbers for Justin Rose. Right now, Rose is plus 750. Justin Thomas is favored to win at plus 500. Jordan Spieth is 10-1. Morikawa is 11-1. Rory is 12-1. DeChambeau, not bad value still. He's T6 at 14-1. Although a player that we talked a lot about, Webb Simpson's nowhere to be found right now.
He's killing me because in this pool, I have like Morikawa, T3, DeChambeau, T7, Daniel Berger. How about that pick, Gabe Early? T7, 5-under. Scheifele, same thing. Every guy got inside the top 10. M's T16, and Webb Simpson is tied for 130th at plus 3. Good job.
All right, game time decisions continue. Some NBA talk on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Game time decision continues. I am Gabriel Renzi throwing it down with a raging redhead, Cam Stewart, as golf is back. Charles Schwab, the tournament that everybody was so fired up for, is back. And we've got a lot of other news rolling in as well. And it's sort of like, you know, we said before, if you're going to run a marathon, you got to start with a couple of steps. All right. Now, I think we can get a couple of steps. I don't think we could run the whole marathon. We'd probably, you know, collapse at some point in time. I did run a quarter marathon once. It was like 6 miles. And I smoked people, Cam. It was like 878 people or something in the 10-kilometer, 6-mile run, so it's like a quarter of a marathon. And I trained for it because of a bet. Like, basically, an ad came on TV, and me and my buddy were sitting there, and somebody, we said, oh, we should run in that. And somebody said, no way in hell you could run in that. And we said, oh, yeah, for a couple of $100 we could. So, yeah, we'll get back to the story after. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Money is a motivating factor. Never let anyone fool you. When they ask, is it about the money? Yes. It's about the money.
Yes,
exactly. Yes. That's what it's about. Yes, sir. All right, let's bring in.
I'm with you.
Let's bring in Chase Hughes. He's in the land of money. He knows all about, yes, it's about the money, because he's in the District of Columbia right now. Chase, welcome to Game Time Decisions. Thank you very much for taking the time to be with us. How you doing, man?
Doing good. Thanks for having me. It's funny you talk about marathons. I have a good friend who ran one. I asked him about it, and he said, let me give you one piece of advice. Don't do it.
That's the same thing. If you ever want to invest in a racehorse, don't do it. Don't do it. It's the exact same thing. Yeah, that's a good.
We owned a horse. Not a good move.
Yeah, my knees will fall apart. And so, you know, we have a story here. It just broke, actually. Earlier in the day, I see it was from the Daily Beast, which isn't generally a sports site, obviously, Chase, but NBA might lock reporters inside Disney bubble for 3.5 months. So let me ask you, would you do that? Would you be wanting to do that? And I don't want to be a jerk right out of the gate, but since you're covering the Wizards, you're not going to have to do that. I'm sorry. There's the drum roll. I have to.
I'm not going to be a jerk since you're covering the Wizards. You won't be there for three and a half months.
I apologize, Chase. Ask Cam. I've been in a Don Rickles type of mood all week. But I actually like the Wizards. We're going to get into it. So let me ask you about that. Because some people are like, oh, I don't want to do that. We're hearing some players are already pushing back on that. What are you hearing about that? And what about the media protocol? You have to go through the same thing. Are you going to go cover this? Or how does it work? Or is it only limited? Because they don't even want broadcasters there, right? So how is this going to work?
Yeah, I personally don't expect to be going. You look at some of the details in there. A lot of it was surprising, first of all. I didn't think that many media members would be brought in at all. I thought the league would use it as an opportunity, like I'm sure other leagues will, to say, you know what, we don't need the media there. We don't need media in the locker rooms or anything like that. The fact that they're even going to allow some there is surprising to me. And then you see the details that it would be very, very costly to send your people there and have them stay there. So I don't think it's going to be in the cards for me. And from a personal perspective, like you said, the Wizards might not be there very long. But, you know, your family comes into play, right? And I've got a 2-month-old daughter. I've got my first kid at home. So I don't want to be taken away from her for an extended period of time. So I'm sure those types of conversations are going on all over the country with NBA reporters saying, you know, can I do this even if my company gives me the opportunity to?
Yeah, and it's interesting. I guess now you know sort of what some baseball players feel, but reporters aren't making the same type of money either, right? So it's an even tougher challenge. It's such an interesting dynamic that we're in right now. So, and not to be flippant once again, but I guess I will be here. So Carmelo Anthony says, I'm not sure I want to go. It's like, don't worry, Melo. We're going to play anyways, whether you come or not.
Don't worry, Carmelo.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, though. And Cam, me and Cam talked about this. Everyone assumed it was the Knicks. Remember, Chase, that voted against the format when it was like the one vote? No, it was Portland. They voted against something that benefits them, that got them into the you know what I mean? They have a legitimate chance. Damian Lillard didn't want to play. No, I'm going to play. I'm not going to play. If it doesn't matter, I'm not playing. Now Carmelo says, I'm not sure. I mean, it's almost 3 strikes and you're out. I'm tired of the Portland Trailblazers crap, guys.
Me too.
Well, yeah, you know, we haven't heard all the names yet, but they're saying that there are several dozen players who have reservations about going down there. And Carmelo Anthony is a name that you're right. Okay, we can do this without you, Carmelo. Maybe 10 years ago that wouldn't be the case, but you're not the star that you used to be. Damian Lillard, big star, but it's still not, like an Anthony Davis or something like that. I'm wondering who the players are. Is anyone actually going to be serious enough to say that they won't go? I would imagine it's going to be someone with a family that they're keeping in mind. And baseball players have been a lot more vocal and bigger names have come out and said things like Blake Snell, who won a Cy Young, or Clayton Kershaw said that he thought one of their plans was unrealistic. Now, the Blazers, as I understand it, voted against this return to play format because of the lottery rules. And it's interesting because that will actually screw the Wizards potentially more than any other team, because they're the worst team that's going. They're the 22nd team out of 22. And they can hurt their lottery odds if they play well and make the playoffs. But they can't help them because the bottom eight teams in the league are locked in. So there's a chance that they go into lottery night with a worse win percentage and a worse record than a team that has better lottery odds than they do.
Because they were sent here, ironically enough, isn't it? And, you know, Cam, remember when they were talking about that with the NHL? And get this, Chase, in the NHL, they threw a bone. All right, so 24 teams are going to be in. Some teams that weren't going to make the playoffs sort of got in, yet they're still in the lottery, Chase. So it's like, dudes, if you're the franchise, it's a win-win. Hey, if we do well in the playoffs, hey, that's cool. If we don't worry. We're still in the lottery. Like, it was an interesting dynamic.
Win-win.
So I just want to – I'll go rapid fire because I didn't mean to throw the Blazers and everything. We're just sort of, you know, all over the place on this show all the time, but thank you for joining us. So as far as the Wizards are concerned, hey, listen – they bomb threes. They don't play a lot of defense. There's not a lot of wiggle room, though. Like, in the eight games, man, you got to go 6-2, and then you got to hope that the Magic go 4-4, essentially, right? And I see John Wall saying he's 110%, and I'm like, oh, boy, is John Wall coming back? But no, he's not coming back until, like, the start of the next season, right? Am I wrong? Talk to me about the Wizards, Chase.
Yeah, as far as John Wall goes, they made up their mind going into the season. And even though, obviously, circumstances have changed, they're sticking to that plan. John Wall's owed a lot of money. This is the first year of a Supermax contract worth $160 million. They've got an investment that they want to preserve. And they want to make sure that this guy, who, of course, speed is a big part of his game, can return to form and be the same guy. So there's been two arguments in that regard. One is that, you know, he's been at home. He has a gym at home, but he's not playing 5-on-5 games. So he's not getting into rhythm, which he's lost. And secondly, you know, you're going into a sprint to the finish line. It's sort of high intensity games for him to return to. So don't expect John Wall. As far as the Wizards, though, real quick, they do have to make up some ground. But defensively, you go back 15 games to the trade deadline when they traded Isaiah Thomas, they've actually been pretty good defensively, 11th in defensive rating. Yeah.
How could that be? How could they lose a defensive stalwart like Isaiah Thomas and get better defensively, Chase? Like, that's like losing Malcolm Brogdon and somehow, like, I don't know how that's possible.
I know. It's a miracle. It's amazing. Shabazz Napier, not even the greatest defender, but putting him in there for Isaiah Thomas has literally made them from a historically bad defense to top 11 in the league.
What is the future, though? And I'll sort of throw it in, and Cam, if you got something, jump in here. Adam, sure. I want to know your opinion, Chase, even on the NBA as a whole, which teams are you looking at? We like the Raptors. I think the Raptors have a legitimate chance to make noise just the way they're built. And, man, you see the way Gasol look. But the Wizards had chemistry problems before, right, with Beal and with Wall. It wasn't a happy room. I know it was a couple of years ago. Times can change, but I always see people online, oh, man, can you imagine Beal and Wall together? And I'm thinking, yeah, I don't know if Beal actually deep down inside wants that. I mean, he's sort of the man. He's getting all these shots. John Wall is such a good player, but is he a future? Is he part of the future of this Washington basketball team?
Well, for now, he has to be because of the money he's owed. Obviously, you know, it's a ton of money. It's an untradeable contract. And his relationship with Bradley Beal, there was a time a few years ago when it was an issue, but now so much time has passed that they're in a good position. You know, they're actually become really good friends. Bradley Beal helped John Wall mourn the death of his mother. Was very, very close with him throughout that process. So I think they've grown individually, but this has all been without John Wall not playing, right? And now Bradley Beal has emerged as arguably a top 15 player in the NBA, an all-NBA candidate, an all-star. He's much better than he was when John Wall last played with him. Now he's a franchise type of guy. How does John Wall handle that when he comes back and, you know, maybe it takes him some time to return to form? Maybe he doesn't return to form. There's still some things that we got to see happen. And are there alpha male? Are their egos going to clash? We'll see. But for now, it does look like they're in a good position and they're saying all the right things. Now, in terms of whether it can work basketball-wise, I don't know. Obviously, John Wall is going to have to be healthy because that's a lot of money taking up a lot of the salary cap.
And Chase, I was going to ask you, like, you know, here at the network, we like to throw it down, make some money. Just at the format, you know, I was even talking about the golf. Some of the stars have come out ice cold. Guys like Rose, he's the top of the leaderboard. We don't know what guys are doing with the offseason, but just from looking at the teams now and going into Walt Disney World, who are a couple like underdog teams or a team that you really, really like that thinks it that could do some serious damage in this format?
Oh, that's a really good question. You know, my instinct, and this isn't a team under the radar, my instinct is that this probably helps the Lakers more than any other team because of the age of LeBron James and Dwight Howard and Anthony Davis breaking down injury-wise. But they were already going to be contenders, so that doesn't count. I think the New Orleans Pelicans is going to be interesting because they have so many young players. A lot of those teams at the bottom of the Western Conference that got included have so many young players. And you're talking about a break of 4.5 months by the time that games are played. That's almost an offseason. For a team that made the playoffs, that's basically the equivalent of an offseason. And in a full offseason, as long as these guys weren't sitting around eating Taco Bell all the time, there's a chance that they got better, right? I mean, the potential for them to make a big leap, for Zion Williamson, for Brandon Ingram, to make a big leap, for Lonzo Ball, it's there. I don't know if Lonzo's going to come back with a respectable jump shot, but some of these guys, the potential for them to have made like significant progress is there, much more so than the more established teams. So that's a team I would probably highlight. The Wizards have a lot of young players too, but not with the high-end ceilings that the Pelicans do. And also, one factor in all this is the Wizards. I know half the players on their team didn't have basketball hoops to train on during quarantine. And I think that's going to be the case for a lot of these teams. Obviously, they've got training camps and everything, but some of these guys took a lot of months off and weren't even shooting the ball.
I find that insane. Like, that's your profession. You're a professional basketball player. You can't get Amazon to bring you a hoop and shoot some hoops. Like, if I'm the coach of the team, honestly, Gabe, like, that, there's no excuse for that. I'm going to take 4.5 months? I don't need to play basketball. That's your job.
Yeah, I get it. I understand for the first couple of weeks. And, you know, all right, we take a break. Look, Steve Vai is one of the best guitarists of all time. Steve Vai says once a year he doesn't play for, like, you know, a month. And it refreshes his soul, so to speak. But I agree. It's a little bit long. But, you know, Cam, they're going to get their touch back. You know, they'll get their touch back right away. They've been working on other parts of the game. Chase, loved having you on. Really great conversation. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us. Chase Hughes, NBC Sports Washington.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. Throwing it down to Richard Redhead Cam Stewart. All right, that was great stuff with Chase Hughes. We definitely have to get Chase back, although I probably shouldn't soften up the guest early by taking a pot shot at the team that they cover. I thought it was pretty good, though. I thought it was pretty good because I said, there's a breaking news story about how some media that go there would have to stay for being a bubble for 3.5 months. I said, well, you're covering the Wizards. They're not going to be there for three. Yeah. Like, Wizards are going to be there they'll be there for 3.5 weeks. But you know what? No, it's actually the Wizards aren't that far off. Like, they really aren't. The way the format is set up, you just have to get it to within 4 games, Cam. And they're down by 5.5. They need to pick up 2 games, essentially. The problem is there's only 8 games. So
exactly.
They're not really
they gotta run
in control.
The table.
So basically, the Wizards would have to go 6-2, and the Magic would have to go 4-4. And oh yeah, don't forget the Magic actually lived there. Magic actually lived there. Like, it's not weird for them. They live there. You know what? We got to find out about that. Did the Magic get to go home?
I don't think so. I don't think they will, because they talked about that with Vegas for the Golden Knights, and they would have to do exactly what the other teams are doing. They don't have the right to go home. I don't think they can. That's what I've been told, that any team, like, if you're a hub city, with the team. I do not think you can go home. I think you got to stay there, and you have to do, or else there's a competitive disadvantage to other teams. That's what I said, Morenci, about these other teams in the hockey format. I'm like, are you ridiculous? You get to go home and sleep with your wife and go to your bed? Nah, that's not happening.
But these guys, yeah, well, that's the thing, right? You know, but if I'm on the Orlando Magic, I'm gonna be like, dude, I'm not going into here. I'm not staying in this bubble because of basically it's whether you get coronavirus or not. That's what this comes down to. All right. So, yeah, we'll get into this. I'm telling you what. You know some people are going to be like, Cam would probably be up for it. You want 3.5 months at Disney World? But it's not like you're on vacation. Get on the grid. Yes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.